100% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Man, I tell you what, I got a great show lined up for you today. That's right. Today we're going to talk a little bit about opening weekend of AIA football. This past weekend, it all kicked off football season, so everybody was all jacked up about that. And we had some big games that took place here in the Valley of the Sun, so we're going to talk about those. But that's going to be later on. Also, this past weekend, Voice America Sports did something very big, partnered up with Mesa Public Schools, and we did our first television game. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on today. But today is a big day for me. And the reason I think it's a big day is because we are fortunate enough to have a very special guest on the show, a 2012 Olympian. That's right. Somebody who was an Olympic athlete this past Olympics in London is joining us today. She's a local high school product, Thunderbird High School graduate. She's currently a junior at University of Arizona. And now she represents the USA as an Olympic athlete. I want to welcome to the show today, Georgianne Moline. I'm glad you're able to come. I know we've been playing phone tag and back and forth for a little bit, and I'm glad we actually able to get you in today.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. You know, I've been busy, but I'm so happy to be here. So,
you know, Georgianne, you know, it's so funny because I've known you now since, 17 years old, right before you even left for University of Arizona. And,
yeah.
You know, to see you, it was funny how I even figured how you were on the team is, I was watching the Olympics and, one of the announcers was talking about the Olympic track team. He says, yeah, one of our youngest contestants is from Arizona, blah, 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 Georgianne Moline. I'm like, wait a minute. I know that. Hold on. So right away.
I know her.
So it was great because I was able to actually follow what was going on. And then I got to catch your final race and man, what amazing race. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. But first, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to our audience about what it's like to actually be an Olympic athlete. I mean, you have done, at the age of 22, what most athletes would dream to have done in their entire life.
Yeah.
What's
I mean,
like?
It all started off, you know, obviously at Thunderbird, and I didn't even want to do the hurdles. I was like, there's no way I'm doing those things. But then I stuck with it. You know, my mom teaches me never to quit. And so I stuck with it. And the Olympics was the most amazing experience of my life. I've met so many amazing people from every country. And, I mean, it was the best experience of my life. So
let's talk about your journey. You started out at Thunderbird High School. You were a track athlete there. How many years did you run track at Thunderbird?
I did track all 4 years, and then I did cross country 1 year, but that just wasn't my cup of tea at all. But, yeah, I just kind of fell into the hurdles. My high school coach, Coach Riney, looked at me, and he's like, oh, you're a hurdler. You know, I had long legs. I was really lanky and didn't really look athletic. I didn't think so. But, yeah, so I just kind of fell into it, and I wanted to quit because I hated the hurdles. But I stuck with it, and, I mean, by the end of the year, I loved it. I made it to state, and, I mean, I did well.
So you had a successful high school career, and, you know, after what was your junior year, you started getting colleges starting to take a little bit of notice of who you were in the track and field industry.
Yeah, definitely. I had some colleges look at me, but it was one coach that stood out to me, and it was Coach Harvey, you know, at the University of Arizona, who I have now. And he said, you know, I believe in you, and that's all it took because I wasn't really highly recruited. And all I did, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I just want someone to believe in me. That's all I need. And he said those words, and it was like, wow, I'm going there. And it's worked out for me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little, you know.
So tell me a little bit about your training regimen. I mean, yeah, you know, to be an Olympic athlete, I mean, there's a lot of listeners out there that are in high school now that are still, you know, trying to get to the point to where, you know, you made it to at state and had some colleges looking at you. Kind of tell us a little bit about what it took for you to get there.
I mean, it's been a long journey, and it takes time, but definitely eating healthy is what I had to change. But getting sleep and just staying confident in yourself, because I've had so many people tell me, you know, it's easy for people to tell you that you're not good or, like, you're not going to be in the NBA, for example, you know, because people can't fathom doing it for themselves. So I think if you believe in yourself and you have a couple people who believe in you, I mean, go with it, because who knows, you know, who knows what you can do. And I've just stayed confident, worked hard, worked 110%, you know, in everything I do. So, but definitely, I think confidence, you have to believe in yourself or no one is. So definitely.
Okay. So now you went from Thunderbird High School down to U of A, and this is your junior year. So you've had a couple years now under your belt. And let's talk about, you know, that freshman, sophomore year when you're down there. And I know, you know, we'll talk about mom here in a little bit, but mom's driving back and forth between Tucson and Phoenix, supporting you in track and field events. Let's talk about that experience your freshman and sophomore year.
Well, definitely freshman and sophomore year. I mean, I'm actually a senior now, so I've had my freshman, sophomore, and junior year. And it's, I mean, having my mom there at every meet meant everything to me, you know, because I don't have much family that I'm close to, so having my mom there was amazing. And, you know, I've been hurt, so there were so many times I wanted to give up, and I was just kind of done with track, and I was just, mentally, I was just like, I can't even pull through for my team, you know, and I was constantly, like, let down by myself, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I got to get back up, I got to move forward, and, you know, through three injuries, I've finally just been like, you know, I want this, and this is something I want in my life, and having my mom, an amazing coach, great teammates, and just a couple good friends in my life, you know, is all I needed to really push me.
Well, good. So now so your freshman year, what were your results?
Freshman year wasn't that great. I was kind of experiencing college, if you would say, and I got a stress fracture, so it was just kind of, you know, not successful, but even my sophomore year wasn't that great. I sprained a disc in my lower back. And so, you know, I was just like downfall. I felt like I could not get up, but I brushed off my knees. And so by my junior year, I realized, you know, hey, like, time is getting past me. I need to work my butt off and get through this. And then, you know, this past couple months ago in January, actually, I pulled my PCL, but there was no way I was going to let that get to me, you know? So, I mean, I just got back up. You just got to get back up every time you fall, because you're going to fall, you're going to fail, and you have to learn from it, definitely. So.
Okay, great, great words of wisdom there. Now, let's talk about, so first off, the 2012 Olympics was not your goal, right?
No.
You were shooting for what?
2016, for sure. There was no way I thought I was going to make the 2012 Olympics. No way.
So tell me, walk us through this whole, how did this happen? If you didn't think you were going to make the 2012 Olympics, all of a sudden you're told, hey, you're going.
Yeah, like I said, I have an amazing coach. So after I got hurt and I pulled my PCL in January, he came up to me and he's like, you know, I know you're hurt. This is very unfortunate, Georgianne. Because at that point, before I pulled my PCL, I was strongest I'd ever been. I was the fastest I had ever been. And so for that to happen, it was heartbreaking. But he told me, he's like, I still believe that you can make this Olympic team. You have to decide if you want it or if you don't want it, you know, but we have to, like, start now. We have to change your diet. We have to, you know, try to take, like, supplements, you know, just omega-3s and stuff like that to help my my body recover faster.
Right.
And I was like, I want this, coach. We work together. We have a great partnership. So, I worked hard, kept strong mentally, and I got through it. And I think that's what got me to this Olympics, is just staying strong and staying confident.
Okay, so now you keep bringing up diet. Let's talk about diet for a second, because I know a lot of these high school athletes don't get this. They don't understand the diet and how important it is. You mean you didn't do In-N-Out every week?
Definitely not.
No Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, you know, I'm just a spoiler yourself sometimes, so that's okay once in a while. You know, you can't be too strict, but I think eating three meals a day is very important, and it's hard when you're in high school, but bringing your lunch, you know, just making it at night, putting it in the refrigerator and taking it to school, it's easy, and it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be too complicated. Lean meats like chicken or turkey or anything like that, and a vegetable, some fruit. And, you know, just make sure you have three meals and some snacks in between, you know, keep your body going, you know, you gotta have some energy throughout the day.
Okay. So you had a very disciplined regimen that you went through as far as your meal plan.
Yeah, definitely.
And you got that working with your coach and figuring out what you needed and the trainers at school.
Yeah, exactly. I just, you know, talk to them. So if you need help, you know, there's always someone that knows something. And, you know, I know a little something myself, but I just, yeah, I talked to him and he helped me out.
Okay, good. Now, and I know that because your mom's in great shape as well, she probably, yeah. you know, was probably the biggest focal point about diet when you were in high school, too.
Yeah, watching my mom and what she ate, like ground turkey vegetables on a daily basis, it was like, you know, I see what she does and, you know, like monkey see, monkey do. So whatever she did, I was kind of like, oh, maybe I should do that. And that's definitely a help, you know, but at the same time, you know, people like to, you know, I know there's people out there that are like, well, my parents don't need help and they don't have time because of work and stuff. But, you know, it really doesn't have to be so difficult. Like, it's so easy to make like a turkey sandwich or like peanut butter banana sandwich or just something simple, something with protein and lean protein. And yeah.
Okay. So now what about stretching and the physical piece of what you went through? As far as I know, you went through a lot of injuries and you had to fight through those. Let's talk about how you overcame those injuries.
Yeah, recovery was important because I had to get my body ready for the next day. So hot tub and cold tubbing, like contrasting, or just doing cold tub, stretching when I woke up or when I go to bed, that's really important. People don't really realize the importance in that, but it is vital. So, like, at night, in the morning, stretch. It helps tremendously. But, yeah, just, you know, because you have to prepare yourself for the next day. You can't go into practice all sore and just your body feeling not good, you know? It's just, there's nothing you can get done that next day. So I think that's really important.
Okay. So you've got diet, you've got stretching. Now your training regimen is pretty significant. I mean, you working out 2-3 times a day. What are you doing? You hitting the weights? You just running?
Oh, definitely the weight room. That's something I didn't do in high school, but, yeah, we do the weights in the morning and then we practice in the afternoon. And on Wednesdays, usually Wednesdays, we get it off because it's important to give your body rest. You know, you don't want to be at it every day. So on Wednesdays, we'll just do a light pool work, you know, just cycling in the pool, something easier on the bike, you know, something pretty simple. But yeah, weights, we'll do it in the morning, and yeah, we'll run in the afternoon. And because you have to be strong on the track, too. You can be fast, but you have to have that strength. Like, for example, I run the 400 hurdles, so I need the strength to finish my race.
And, you know, that's a good point because I was going to ask you, a lot of kids don't understand the importance of being strong when you're a track athlete. You know, maybe talk a little bit about how you got to pull through the hurdles and how your weight training helps enhance your race.
Yeah, well, we do different types of weights depending on the cycle we're in. And some cycles will last, you know, 6 weeks. Some will last 4 weeks. But we'll do something called elastic weightlifting, which is more like kind of like weightlifting and plyometrics built in. Like, we'll do some hurdle hops and deadlifts and power cleans. And then on some days, it will just be like, you know, like easier lifting, like rocket jumps or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it varies depending on when you needed, like what cycle you're in. But yeah, it's definitely important to hit the weight room. You need the strength, definitely, to be fast on the track.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the race. Okay, we're going to talk about the race, the big day, you know, being on the track, being in front of all those people at the Olympic Stadium. We can even talk about the prelims because I'm sure there was a lot of nerves going on there.
Definitely.
So we'll talk about her Olympic experience with Georgianne Moline when we come back after this break. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we'll be back in a few.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. when it comes to youth and high school football. Listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely. Right now we're joined by a U.S. Olympic athlete. I'm sure you don't get tired of hearing that, do you, Georgianne?
No, I love it.
We're talking to Georgianne Moline of the University of Arizona, who this year was an Olympian in London, ran the 400-meter hurdles, and we're going to talk about her experience right now because, you know, I'm sure that you have a lot of emotions that were attached to your experience going over to London, participating in the opening ceremonies. Talk about that, because the opening ceremonies, I watched some of it. That was an amazing show that London put on. Talk to me about what that felt like, walking into that stadium.
Yeah, first it was great seeing like people like Sonya Richards, Allyson Felix, Tyson Gay, and knowing that these are my teammates, you know, and we're walking into the stadium for the opening ceremonies representing the United States of America, you know, for people who, you know, couldn't be there or just people who are so patriotic and just love this country. And I get to represent everybody, you know, and that was amazing. And not only that, but I got to represent the University of Arizona. And that was so great to me. And it's cool because, you know, red, white, and blue for both. So, I mean, hey, you know, I can lose. But, I mean, it was just an amazing experience and just being around all of these countries from, like, all around the world is just, it was a remarkable, remarkable experience. And I have no words for it, obviously, I can't even speak right now, but it was awesome.
Okay. So now, you go through the opening ceremonies, and it was very, you know, it was like a show, really. You know, you're standing there, you got the U.S. Dream Team, you know, you have all these people around you, and I'm sure you're kind of in awe.
Yeah. No, definitely I was. I was kind of like, wow. But then hanging out with them, I got to know a lot of the people. And, you know, the Dream Team, they didn't stay in the village, so I didn't get to know them as much. I got to talk to LeBron for a little bit. But for the most part, these people are just like, I forgot who they were, you know what I mean, as far as, like, being stars, because right. I got to know them on a different level. And that was awesome, just being with them. And, you know, we're representing the same thing together, and it was cool.
All right, so now, all that's subsided now and you're in the first day prelims, you know, for your event. And, you know, you got your uniform on, which I'm sure you had on several times before, just looking at yourself in the mirror and taking pictures.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm a girl. I have to.
Making sure your hair works with the uniform and the whole
bag. Exactly.
I know.
Style I
want to do. So now you're at your event. And, you know, they're saying, okay, runners, you know, all the pre-race stuff, and they put you on the blocks. And you stand there, and you're looking around the stadium. And how many people were in attendance? Like, did you hear the numbers? It was crazy. It was millions of people.
Yeah, thousands, tens of thousands of people, yeah.
Jeez. All right, so now you're looking around the stands. All these people, flashbulbs going like crazy. You're standing on an Olympic track.
Yep.
What was going through your mind at that moment?
Everything was going through my mind, actually. But it's weird because when I stepped on the track, it almost seemed like I was so calm. Like, everything just came together, and I was like, hey, I'm here, you know? I have nothing to lose. And it was cool because I was the youngest, athlete in the 400 hurdles. So for me, I was like, I have nothing to lose. I have many more Olympics I can go to, and I'm just going to have fun. So I went out there, and I had that mentality, and, hey, I got first in my heat. So it worked for me, and I just, wow, it was amazing.
So that's awesome. So you get first in the heat, and then what was it another one you had to go through? Didn't you have to go through two?
I had to go through three, actually.
Three? Oh.
Yeah. So the second round I went through, I got a little more nervous, which is weird. I think it's because I wanted it so bad to go to the finals that I didn't know how to control my nerves, you know? So I kind of let them go kind of free, I would say. But I got second, so it was good enough to go into the final. But I didn't have one of the fastest times at all. I didn't run that well. But, hey, I made it to the final. That's all I cared about.
Right. So now you're in the final.
And then the final. And when I got in the final, that's when everything just came together, and I looked around at who I was running against, and I was like, these are some of the best athletes. I mean, they are the best athletes in the world, you
know?
Yeah,
yeah. Now, wait, before you go on, let's talk about this for a second, because, I mean, as I was watching the race again today in prep for the show, right, and as I'm watching it, because I wanted to remember some of the things that I'd seen the first time through, but at the race intros, they go to lane one, they talk about I can't remember. It was the girl from the United States.
Tierra Brown.
Yeah, Tierra Brown. And they talk about her accolades. And then they talk about, oh, and this girl's from somewhere and she's a record holder. And this girl's from somewhere and she's a country record holder. And this girl has a world record. And this girl medaled in the last Olympics. And this girl medaled in the last Olympics. And then they get to you, they say, and Georgianne Moline from the United States. She went from 57 seconds down to 54, and she's here. Okay, and next, I was like, wow, are you serious right now?
No, it was so funny because, like, when I listened to it, too, I was just like, I have, you know, like I said, it's like, I'm not like these other girls. They're like, a lot of them are 28, between 28 and 30, so they have a lot of races underneath their belts. And listen to Demas, the girl who got second, she was world champion, you know, last year, and all these people, you know, so in my head, I was like, no one thinks I'm going to win. So if I go out there and win, like, I'm just going to surprise people. But if I don't win, you know, they don't expect me to win anyway. So in my head, I was like, I have nothing to lose. There's no pressure on me whatsoever.
And you ran an awesome race. I mean, from start to finish, you were just fighting through it, and it was just a great race to watch. And, you know, it was evident because you ended up running a 53.92. Your fastest time, was it your fastest time ever, or was it your fastest time this year?
Yeah, my fastest time in life, so ever.
So not only did you run a great race, you rose to the occasion, and you came in fifth. And now some people look at that and go, fifth? It's like, wait a minute. This was one of the fastest races in the history of the Olympic 400 meters. The winner was a 52.7. And it was, I think that was like a tenth of a second off or something like that from the Olympic record.
So it was crazy. So, you know, I had people telling me, oh, you know, fifth is okay. And I had people tell me, wow, fifth, are you crazy? That's amazing.
But yeah, that's what I was saying.
I feel like I had all the odds against me. So, like, I mean, you know, I never ran international. I had never been to a meet like this. I'm young. I'm the youngest one. But for me, like, I didn't use that. You know, I'm using that to as like motivation, if anything. And people were like, oh, you know, trying to make excuses for me. I was like, I don't want excuses, you know. I'm using this as motivation to get better. Like, I've been through a lot. Yeah, but everyone has a story. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And you I mean, you have to be excited about the fact that you're 22 years old. You're at the Olympics, one. And then you're in the finals of your event, too. And then you come in fifth with three champions ahead of you, you know, or four champions ahead of you, actually. And you're right there. I mean, you were in the race.
I know. It was so exciting. I wanted it so bad just seeing them. And I'm like, I'm right here. I want it, you know. But, hey, well, it doesn't always work out that way, you know.
And
that's
so,
okay.
So now the goal is 2016.
Yeah. But first we have World Championships next year in Russia. So that's my next, you know, that's where I want to get the gold. That'll be exciting. But definitely 2016.
And you are the bright spot of the 400-meter hurdles for the American team right now.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, I want to be the fastest woman to ever run that race. And people look at me like I'm crazy. But they would have looked at me crazy if I told them 6 months ago I wanted to be in the Olympics, you know? So that's all right. Give me the crazy look.
That's right.
I want this. So
and
watch out for me. I'm
you're
so
used
excited.
You're used to the crazy looks. And let's talk about why you're used to the crazy looks. Right now we're going to bring to the show your mom, your biggest supporter ever.
Yay.
Your mom. I want to welcome to the show right now, Carrie Moline. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So now, Carrie, I say that she's used to the crazy looks, and she's used to the crazy looks because for years, I've known you now for several years, and you have always said, she's going to the Olympics. She's going to the Olympics. And I know people look at you like, what the heck? This kid's 17 years old, and you're talking about this kid going to the Olympics. Talk to us about, I mean, what was it that you knew? How did you know that your daughter had in her the ability to be one of the top hurdlers in the world?
Well, first off, you have to meet her if you haven't well met her. She doesn't like to lose, for one. So, you know, I mean, I just always knew that she isn't one to give up. And so, you know, and I think that, you know, if you tell yourself enough times that you're going to do something or you're going to, you know, be something that it can happen, that, you know, a dream can become a reality. And so, you know, she's always been my number one, and, you know, and just pushing her and, you know, her, you know, sometimes a pushing back, not wanting to wake up for practice and in high school. But, you know, but I knew that eventually that she would, you know, just like she said, if she found someone to believe in her, that, you know, she could go places. And look at her now.
So here you have one of the best hurdlers in the world, and you guys are close as can be. I mean, I've never seen a mom-daughter combo that is as close as you two are.
Yeah, you know, we're really close.
All of this starting to pay off, and you've got nothing but hopes and dreams and aspirations in front of you that look reachable, you know. What's the next step for you two?
Well, I guess I better start saving the money for Russia and for going to Rio, because I think I'm going to be going there, because she is going to be the fastest woman in the world to run the 400 hurdles. So watch out, world, because here she comes. I'm really
and for me, I mean, having my mom just support me through everything, I know, even if, you know, I don't have anyone in the world to, like, that backs me up, I know I have my mom. My mom thought I was going to go to the Olympics before I even dreamed about it, okay? Like, my mom has always been there, so
I know, no matter what,
I'm going to have her support, and that makes all the difference.
I remember the statements. I remember.
I know, right? I'm like, she's crazy. She thinks I'm going to the Olympics.
Yep. It's always been one of those statements. So it was so funny, because as soon as I saw your name pop up as one of the youngest athletes there in the Olympics, I hit Facebook and hit your mom and said, wow, you always said.
I know, she was right. I hate that. My mom is always right. In this case, you know, it was good. But in everything, I swear, my mom is always right.
All right.
I don't know what's the best for you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Carrie and Georgianne Moline. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We'll return after these messages.
your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, and right now we're joined by Carrie Moline and Georgiana Moline. Carrie Moline is the mother of the Olympian. I love saying that about you, girl. So when we were during break, Carrie, you were sharing a story about how Georgiana just didn't want to do it, She wanted to do, what was it, the 100, 200 and long jump or something. Go ahead and share that story because the fans, the people who are listening right now need to hear that.
Well, it all kind of started with Georgiana, you know, I try to get her involved in different things. And first it was T-ball, and she didn't do so well on T-ball. So stand and cry at the tee. And before you knew it, she finally made it to junior high, and she went into cross country. Well, that wasn't her cup of tea, so she couldn't wait to try out for track. And so the first day of track, she goes to track practice at Thunderbird High School. And so I go to pick her up after track, and I was so excited to hear about how her day went, you know, at practice. And she was very upset, and she came up to me and says, "Mom, I can't believe that coach would put me in the hurdles." I said, "What? What do you mean he put you in the hurdles?" I said, "You don't want to be in the hurdles. Well, I'm going to talk to that coach tomorrow." And so being a parent, you know, you get kind of protective of your kids. And, you know, and I decided that I would go speak with the coach because Jordan said she wanted to do the 100, the 200 meters, and she wanted to do the long jump. And, of course, I go up to the coach, you know, the next day for practice, and I said, "Excuse me, coach," and I kind of changed my demeanor a little bit. And I said, "Jordan really isn't interested in doing the hurdles." I said, "She wanted to do, you know, the long jump and, you know, the 100 meters and the 200. And he goes, "Well, why don't we just give it a, you know, just give it a shot, just give it a try." I'm like, "Well," and Jordan's kind of looking at me with the evil eye, like, "No, I really don't want to do this, Mom." I'm like, "Well, okay." So, of course, well, the coach, at the same time, I was speaking to Coach Ryan the other day, and he had told me that he was so hoping that when she went to Arcadia, when there was Arcadia High School, I'm not sure what school it was, and she had been running, she was at her first meet, and he was saying, "Oh, God, please win, please win, please win," because he had to convince me and Jordan that she was made for the hurdles. And so the rest is history.
Well, and it's been a great one because you know what? You're just getting started. You're 22 years young. And, you know, one of the youngest athletes to run the race and just missed out on a medal place. And, you know, I just see nothing but great things coming. And it's funny because today I was looking at the race on the big screen in one of my classes at school today. And the students who were watching were like, holy smokes. And they were laughing because they were listening to the intros. And when we were looking at the time at the end, if you look at the times at the end, you know, the girl from Russia ran a 53, the woman from Russia ran a 52.7. Then you had, Lashinda Demus, from America ran a 52.77. And then you had the girl from, the Czech run 53.38. And then, the girl from Jamaica was a 53.66. And then you right there with a 53.92. And the thing about that is that if you look at those times, I mean, people, it's so close together. That you being the youngest athlete in the race and the fastest time being a 52.7 and you cutting your time almost 4 seconds in one season. It's like the future that you have in this race is amazing. It's going to be fun to watch what happens over the next 4 years with your time and how you end up doing. I see medals in your future.
Thanks. Yeah, definitely. That's the goal. And it's so exciting because when I ran that 53.9, you know, I looked back and I was excited for myself. You know, I was proud of myself, but at the same time, I was excited because I found things in the race that, you know, I could have done so much better to help me run a faster race. And that's the exciting part because I haven't hit my peak, you know, and I didn't run the race of my life and, you know, that was the best I could do. There's so much I can change and I can get stronger. And I'm just so excited because, you know, I want a medal, and I want to leave my name everywhere. Everywhere I go, I want to leave my name. And so that's the exciting part.
Well, you are officially in the United States of America track and field record books. You are in Olympic history from this point forward.
That's so awesome. I mean, I love that.
Has that hit you yet?
You know what? It's so funny because it hasn't totally hit me. I have people walk up to me or in class like, are you George Hamilton? I'm like, yeah, like, how do I know you? And I forget. I'm like, oh, the Olympics. Like, oh, that's how they know me. I don't know. It hasn't hit me yet. I'm still, you know, I want to stay humble and I don't want to get this huge head. So I'm trying to just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing and, you know, work my tail off because I want to get better and I just want to stay humble and, you know, stay the same person I am. That's what's important to me.
Well, good. Well, I wish you nothing but the best. And
thank you so much.
we'll keep in touch so that when you win the world?
Yes, the world championship.
Yeah, world championships. Yeah, when you win that, you can come back on and talk to us about winning that and setting a world record.
Definitely. Don't worry, I'll be back.
All right, great. I want to thank you for joining us, Carrie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you guys have a great day, and again. Thank you so much for representing us as you did, not just the United States, but Arizona and Phoenix and Thunderbird High School as well.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right. What we're going to do right now is we're going to talk some football. Man, this past weekend, there was a lot of football that took place here in the Valley since it was the kickoff for AIA football. The first games that we had kicked off this past week, Brophy strapped it up twice this week and played. On Wednesday, they played against Mountain Ridge and got a W 37-14. And, you know, the next time they strapped it up against Santa Margarita in California, for the California team that came over and played over at Phoenix College. Santa Margarita came into the game, the number two team in the nation. And ended up beating Brophy 27-14. And, you know, I watched some of that game on ESPN. I don't know how many of you got a chance to check it out, but it was a good game in the first half. Brophy played very, very well against Santa Margarita. There was a couple turnovers that Brophy took away from Santa Margarita and were able to take advantage of. And then the second half, Santa Margarita just kind of calmed down and took over the game, got a win 27-14. On Thursday this past week, Cienega fell to Sabino 31-14, and Tempe was barely squeaking by McClintock with a 32-27 score. So those are some of the early games. And then Saturday we talked about Brophy, but Friday night was the big kickoff for everybody, and Friday night was filled with games. You had Coolidge. Coolidge all over Vista Grande, 27-14. Arcadia got a win over their arch rival, Coronado. Basha was all over Corona del Sol, 45-13. Corona del Sol is not used to putting up that few points, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens over at Corona del Sol this season with some of their kids being gone. Ironwood was over Ironwood over Independence, 41-25. Safford fell to Mercieri, 29-21. Apache Junction fell to Campo Verde, 41-6. Superior beat Ray High School, 34-12. Canyon Del Oro fell to Ironwood Ridge, 36-0. Gilbert Christian over Salt River, 36-18. Sholo 24, St. John's 8. Sholo's typically a pretty good ball club up there in the mountains. Pinnacle beat Sandra Day O'Connor 34-22. Let's see here. Pima was all over Chandler Prep 44-12. Thatcher beat Miami 50-6. You had Sunny Slope with a 31-27 win over Washington. And then we go down and we see Seton Catholic ended up getting a 49-0 win over Fountain Hills, kind of shut down Fountain Hills. Then Desert Mountain, which is a team that a lot of people are talking about right now at the 5A1 level, with a win 49 over Mesa Mountain View 28. And that game sounds like it was a good game for the first three quarters, and Desert Mountain kind of took off with that one. So Desert Mountain's going to be a team to watch in the 5A, Division 5A, Division 1. I'm sorry, 5A. It's no longer. It's just Division 1 now. So Desert Mountain is going to be a team to watch at the Division 1 level. Horizon over North Canyon, 32-0. Rio Rico beat Bisbee, 57-14. Peoria fell to Apollo, 57-40. If you're noticing a trend here, there's a lot of high-scoring games going on right now. A lot of teams must be running some spread and throwing the ball around or have some dominant running backs. We're going to take a look and see what's going on here. Coconino, 55 over Page, nothing. Then you had Joseph City with a 66-16 win over Rock Point. Liberty with a 49-score over Dysart, 49-0. Then Marcos Denise all over Notre Dame Prep, 42-0. Then you had Williamsville, 38, Maricopa, 20. Tolleson, 27 over Maryvale, 14. Raymond Kellis fell to Centennial, 48-13. Centennial is always going to be a tough program, and we'll see how well they do this year. Buena, 49, Santa Rita, 15. Santan, 53, Tombstone, 6. Then we had Tohono O'odham falling 53, or Patagonia Union beat Tohono O'odham 53-6. Goldwater over Shadow Mountain 10-7. Prescott 40, Bradshaw Mountain nothing. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more scores for AIA football. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Loveling. Right now we're talking some AIA football and some of the scores of this past weekend. Being opening weekend, Mountain View down in Marana over Marana, 25-17. And then you had Window Rock over Many Farms, 29-12. Rancho Solano Prep fell to Mayer, 20-18. Cesar Chavez beat La Jolla Community School, 50-6. Then you had Phoenix Christian over Arizona Lutheran, 56-48. Desert Vista got a win over Mesa, 48-6. That moves Desert Vista to 2-0. South Point Catholic, 27 over Chaparral, 20. Let's see here. Where's Saguaro's score? We talked about Saguaro earlier this week, and I wanted to kind of give you Saguaro's score. I think Saguaro fell on, Saguaro fell, but I can't find their score right now. Red Mountain, 46 over Westview, 26. Salome, 62 over Veritas Prep, 14. Rincon defeated Catalina Foothills, 29-22. Valley Lutheran all over Ajo, 62-12. Saguaro down in Tucson, 41. Choya, 6. Snowflake, 54 over Holbrook, 7. Perry got a good win over Casa Grande, 61-14. And then Thunderbird fell to Desert Edge, 45-16. Desert Edge's football program is starting to turn around there, it looks like. Let's see here. Here it is. Saguaro fell to Paradise Valley, 32-29. Sounds like it was a tough ball game. And sounds like, from the sounds of it, I had a couple kids that were at that game, and they said that Paradise Valley scored in the last few minutes of the game. Deer Valley fell to Willow Canyon, 39-18. And Buckeye was all over Cortez, 54-7. Now, the game that I was at, actually, I think I mentioned to you guys last week, Voice America actually covered a high school football game. For the first time I did color for Voice America TV. The game will be on archive. It'll be shown on the Voice America Network, voiceamerica.tv here. Sometime this week they're going to have it loaded up. It was the Mesa Schools Sports Network that covered it, and I did the color, and we're going to start to cover some high school games on our television network. The game that we were at was Westwood against Dobson. And I tell you what, that game was it was a fun game. You had two brand new coaches, for each school. You had, the Dobson coach, Coach De La Torre. It was his first year at Dobson, but he's been around the valley. He's a veteran, of the game. A lot of stops at different schools and had success, across the valley. And Westwood, had their first year head coach, from Queen Creek High School. He's an assistant out there, and this is his first year coaching. And, you know, he had all of his buddies that he had grown up playing football with at the college level and high school and college level on his staff. And they ended up getting their first win. So congratulations to Coach, what was his last name? I forget his last name already. Anyways, Westwood got a win 30-19 over Dobson. It was a great game. I'll tell you what, one kid I did not forget Friday night was Ray Robinson. All the people over in Mesa call him Ray Ray. The little running back for Westwood, kid's quick. gets up and down the field quick, has some very quick lateral movement. Had a couple moves that you know really surprised me, and I tell you what, I think that's a player to keep an eye on for the season because I think that kid is going to surprise a lot of teams and has a potential to play a little bit after high school's over with here. We'll see what happens, but I definitely think that kid has a lot of potential, and he's a kid you definitely want to keep an eye on. Now, this week's games, there's a lot of football games on tap this week. As a matter of fact, I did want to give a shout-out to Highland over Mesquite with their W. So congratulations to the Highland Hawks. Now, Mesquite comes back this week and plays against Red Mountain. That'll be an interesting game. That game is actually on the 30th, which is that's Thursday, I believe it is. And then Alcheze and Snowflake play on Thursday as well. That's the 30th. Fredonia and Scottsdale Prep also play at Salt River on Thursday. Now let's go to Friday's games. Friday night, we have some good games that are on tap here. The 31st, we've got Pinnacle against Cactus Shadows. That should be a good game. You've got Desert Ridge and Mountain View Mesa. That's going to be a good matchup over in Mesa at Desert Ridge High School. Maricopa's going to be traveling out to Vista Grande. Goldwater is playing Horizon. Going to be a tough matchup for the Bulldogs. You've got Camelback playing against Central. Let's see here. Buena is going to face off against Cienega at Cienega. Tempe is going to play host to Poston Butte, which should be a good matchup there. Let's see here. Cesar Chavez is going to is traveling over to McClintock High School, and Arcadia High School is traveling over to Washington High School. All these games kick off at 7 p.m. Let's see here. Liberty is going to face off at Glendale against Glendale. Basha High School is going to have a good game. Mountain Ridge is going to be playing Basha High School on Friday night at 7 at Basha High School. Santa Rita is going to host Saguaro down Tucson Saguaro. St. Mary's kicks off against Ironwood at Phoenix College. Coronado is going to be playing Seton Catholic. That's a renewed East Sky Region matchup out there. Seton Catholic is now playing down a level, but Coronado and Seton Catholic are matching up over at Seton Catholic. Desert Edge is going to travel over to Copper Canyon. Let's see. North High School is traveling over to Alhambra in a matchup against the Phoenix Schools. Bradshaw Mountain is going to travel over to Mingus. Desert View down in Tucson is going to travel over to Nogales. Gray Hills Academy is going to play host to Tuba City. That could be a high-scoring game out there. Those teams put a lot of points on the board. Then you've got Carl Hayden is going to travel over to Skyline High School for a matchup Friday night. Rancho Solano is traveling over to Baghdad. Millennium is headed over to Centennial. That should be an easy win for Centennial. I know that I just think Centennial is just that strong of a team this year. Williamsfield is going to play host to Combs. Prescott is going to welcome Deer Valley up to the Prescott area, and then their plans are to send them home with a loss. We'll see how that shakes out. Catalina Foothills is traveling over Sabino. Desert Mountain is going to be playing host or is going to go to Dobson High School. Now, here's the thing about Dobson High School. Dobson High School, coach was telling us on Friday night that they had 42 seniors with 3 with experience. Desert Mountain is a machine right now, and that could be an ugly night. Dobson is going to really have to focus on some small wins throughout the competition to make sure that they're building slowly. That Desert Mountain team is a very tough team. Dobson had a lot of penalties that kind of hurt them the other night. So if they can, you know, shed some of those penalties and focus on some small wins on the field, you know, this series, that series, offensively putting together a string, whether they score or not out of it, just putting something together, and that could be a good building block for them. Dobson does not have an easy schedule, and so Coach De La Torre has got a lot of work ahead of him. Thunderbird is going to play host to Saguaro, so that's going to be a tough night for Thunderbird. Saguaro coming off of a loss, but with Coach Saunders moving on to ASU and the new coach taking over at Saguaro, he's going to be focused to get a win in the column so that the Scottsdale crowd doesn't get antsy. Let's see here. Notre Dame out of California is coming over to play Hamilton. So that's going to be interesting to see how that game shakes out. You guys want to take a look at that. Then Brophy comes back against Boulder Creek High School. Now, here's the thing about Brophy. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the game. I talked about it. It was on ESPN2. Brophy looked pretty good. One of the areas that concerns me is Denard, the running back. I wasn't really all that impressed. I know there's a lot of talk about Devon Allen, who, you know, is a speedster at the wide receiver spot, and I've heard a lot of good things about Denard, but he didn't look very good against the Santa Margarita group. He's going to have to bounce back and play better in order for Brophy to do the things that they're going to want to do this season. Brophy is the hands-on favorite for the Division I title this year. A lot of people are picking Brophy. It's going to be interesting to see that matchup between Brophy and Desert Vista and see how well Hamilton shakes out. And so it's going to be a good football season. You've got Mesa and Mountain Point playing at Mountain Point Friday night. Mountain View is traveling over to Canyon Del Oro, and then South Mountain is hosting Apollo this Friday night. Paradise Valley is heading up the mountain to Coconino. Phoenix Christian is going to head over to Borgate Catholic, and Queen Creek is hosting Casa Grande. Corona del Sol's traveling over to Westwood, which could be a good matchup. Let's see how Perry bounces back after a 61-0 win this next week. They're going over to Apache Junction, and Apache Junction is no slouch school when it comes to football out that direction. That's going to wrap it up for us today, man. We've got a couple more games. If you really want to know more about the games that are coming up, you can go to AIA365.com, pull up the schedules, and pick a game to go to. Also, pay very close attention to the Coach's Corner Facebook page. We'll talk a little bit about some of the upcoming games that Voice America is going to cover on TV. And hopefully, with your support, watching the games and then pulling the games up and watching some of the stuff, we'll get some basketball games covered by Voice America as well this season. That's the focal point. I want to thank you all for listening today. I want to thank my guests, Georgianne Moline and Carrie Moline, for joining us. And you know what? You just got to feel nothing but pride for that young lady. She did an outstanding job this year in the 2012 Olympics over in London, and we wish her nothing but luck in the future. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. I want to thank you for listening. Remember, leave it better than you found it. We're out of here. Peace.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.